Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 at KMZA. Back inside the TBL. We head to Frankfurt as we now get an opportunity to talk with Brian Ebert, the Frankfurt girls basketball coach. Tonight presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Obviously, been with the program a long time. Coached the boys for many years. Now year six, I believe, with the girls. You know, last year, very good year, 17-4, 9-2 mark in the TVL. You obviously lose some pretty good talent off the team from last year, so a little bit, not necessarily rebuild, but got to find some players to step up this year. I guess just going back to last year, 17-4, how would you assess the team's play overall?
Well, I thought our girls really stepped up and played really well throughout the year. You know, when you win your league tournament, I think that's a big feather in your cap type of thing, because I feel like our league is probably the toughest, you know, 1A, 2A league in the state. So going through that, and then going through, you know, obviously the pandemic and getting through that as well. So I thought our girls were very resilient and did a really good job. And, you know, we were so close there at the end to getting Donovan West, and you could see where how far they made it. So, you know, we were right there, just couldn't get it done at the end.
Again, losing, you know, some quality pieces off that 17-win team a year ago. You know, I look in the backcourt, Kayla Cornelison, a 5'6 senior, kind of the lone returning starter. Is it kind of on her shoulders this year to kind of burden the leadership role? What are your expectations for her this season?
Well, definitely. I mean, she's our senior. She's kind of been there, done that type of thing. So, you know, we're going to look for her to be a good leader. I think she'll do a great job. And then we have one junior, Karen Parfer, who's going to get some time, and then it'll be a slew of sophomores with, you know, Emma Hardwick and Hattie Groves and Sydney Wath and Tana Stoll and Paige Keller. So, you know, we got a lot of sophomores. I think we have 8 sophomores out and 5 freshmen. So we're going to be young, maybe a little inexperienced at times, but there's definitely going to be some experience out there on the floor.
It's going to take you a couple weeks before you get into the portion of the TVL schedule. Obviously, you're going to see some pretty good teams here early on outside of league play, but before kind of diving into that, what's your early assessment on the Twin Valley League and the expectations on how deep it could be this year?
Well, definitely, like every year, it's going to be tough. You know, you got Valley Heights and Hanover. Centralia is probably going to be up in there, and D West will still be good. So I think, you know, those four are the ones you need to really pay attention to, and then you always have those team or one, two, maybe three teams that just come out of the woodwork and not expected to be maybe in the top, and they really prosper. So I'm hoping that's us. I'm hoping we're that team that jumps in that top group with everybody. But I think it's going to be a dogfight to the end, just like it is every year.
Parity has been the word I've heard from a lot of these other Twin Valley League coaches in regards to just depth, you know, in the league this year. So they feel like top to bottom, it could be a little bit more challenging than maybe in years past. But again, as I mentioned, it's going to be a couple of weeks before you see your first TVL opponent, which would be Valley Heights on December 14th. But you get Pawnee City coming up on Friday, then part of the Wabunsee tournaments. You get teams like Northern Heights, Manhattan Chief, and then Wabunsee. You know, what's this early portion or early stretch of the season going to teach you about your team?
Well, I think it's going to really teach you. What we're going to learn is basically who we need to, you know, maybe get the ball in their hands, who's going to score for us, who's going to play good defense. And then probably on the other side of that is, what are we going to do to hang our hat on? Are we going to be a defensive team? Are we going to be an offensive team? And what kind of defense, maybe? You know, are we going to be able to full-court press you, or are we going to be able to just have court zone, whatever? So I think that is the big thing. We're not maybe the tallest team, but I think we're definitely aggressive and quick. So, you know, we may be a lot of 94 feet all season type of thing. So that's where I'm excited to just see how the team kind of molds itself into what they're going to hang their hat on.
Another thing pretty familiar with what a lot of these coaches have been telling me in regards to the first game of the year, it seems to be a little bit more challenging to, you know, get a scouting report or get a read on your opponent, regardless of who it is, because there's just not much out there. And obviously a lot of teams dealing with turnover and lost seniors and things like that. So in terms of Pawnee City this week on Friday, How much information do you know about them, and what challenges could they potentially bring?
Well, I know they have a couple good players returning. You know, I kind of personally go off of last year's film and see how they played against us and who they have returning, and then maybe try to get some information if they play a game ahead of us. So I think they possibly play Dillard Odell, so we might be talking to Dillard Odell on Thursday night or Friday morning. So just trying to get as much information as you can and try to set your team up for as much success as you can give them as far as knowing what the opponent does.
That's Brian Ebert, Frankfort girls basketball coach, joining us here on our Locker Room Chats presented tonight by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun following the TVL this year, your team as well. Thanks for the chat here this evening, and good luck on Friday against Pawnee City. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thank you very much.